are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Are you all watching the Golden Globes? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what you think. We've got a great show for you tonight. We've got an author who's got a great book called Death Never Sleeps. What do y'all think? Does death ever sleep? Well, this is E.J. Simon's fast-paced, unexpected thriller. And you guys are going to be thrilled tonight on Max and Friends. And then we have some great music here by some really cool people. And we have another Max coming on, Max and Friends, tonight. So I'm so excited to have another Max here for the first time in like 6 years. Okay, this is amazing and so much fun. But other than that, everyone, we've got, they're coming on to join us in just a little bit. And I'm going to give you some scoop. Because what have you all been doing so far this year? Have you kept your New Year's resolutions going? I need to know. Hit me up at Max Tucci on Twitter. What else? Oh, we just got some fascinating stuff going on. I'm in Colorado now. Next week, I am off to Sundance Film Festival. Who's going to be there? Let me know, because I would love to catch you out there. And let me know what's going on in your life. Always tweet me at Max Tucci. How does that sound? Well, we've got Twin Wave joining us tonight as well. And they're really groovy, their music. We're going to play some songs tonight. We're going to have Max joining us shortly. We have EJ joining us tonight. We have a good show planned for you all. Are you all excited about the new year? Are you excited about tonight's show? Again, I want to hear from you. Always tweet me, at Max Tucci. In addition to Sundance, I got to go back to there for a minute. I'm going to be doing the red carpet interviews for ION. So I want you to definitely follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. To the Max Tucci is on Instagram. You'll see my behind-the-scenes interviews. You'll see some behind-the-scenes moments of Sundance Film Festival. It's going to be exciting. I'm flying out there next week, so we've got to see what's going on. I'm excited, though, to have Twin Wave here tonight, and I'm really super excited to have EJ, because I like books. Do y'all like to read? This is going to be like my read on the plane, back to Florida, then out to Utah, so I'm going to be excited to read Death Never Sleeps. It's a novel, and it's quite intense. So I'm looking forward to having EJ Simon on tonight, because it's like totally this really fast-paced thriller. And we need some good thrillers. I see it as a movie. I've read some of the little snippets from it, and it's really amazing. A fast-paced novel with characters you will never forget is what Vito Colucci says. EJ Simon weaves a tale with style and grace, while the reader, white-knuckled, her way from start to finish. It's like y'all are getting intense over here. So I'm really excited to have him on shortly. And let's go over to some music. How do you all feel about music tonight? Oh, by the way, one more time before we throw to music. I'm scattered. I just got to let you know. I got to like just be still and know for a moment, because it has been nonstop. I'm in Colorado right now. And just like having a great time out here, freezing my ass off. It's like 23 degrees and the winds. You know, what do you all think about wind? Strong winds. Well, it was interesting, because I'm at this house here and the winds are so strong. And at nighttime, it was really, really spooky. And then I read a really great quote that the winds are like, they're the spirits of life, and it's some good stuff when you get some Native American tales to tell you about the winds. But, yeah, speaking of winds and being in this house, it was a little bit spooky last night, like there was a ghost up in here. So let's get Twin Wave, Your Ghost, playing on Max and Friends. And when we're back, stay tuned. We have EJ Simon and his thriller that we're going to talk about right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hit it, Ronan, Your Ghost by Twin Wave.
Found
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Your Ghost by Twin Wave. Did y'all dig it as much as I did? Well, it kind of fits in appropriately with tonight's first guest because his book called Death Never Sleeps is a thriller that you all are going to have to go get. And from what I read from the, you know, the little snippets that I get sent from publicists, I'm like, this has got to be a movie because it is E.J. Simon's new book, Death Never Sleeps. Go to www.EJSimon.com. You can get the book there. You can get it out of Amazon. You can get it all over the place, Barnes & Noble. But the place you need to tune in tonight is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio because EJ is joining us, and this fast-paced, unexpected thriller begins at the end of Alex's life, gunned down in his favorite restaurant in Queens, New York. Now, do you all think that the dead have smartphones? Well, EJ is going to talk about that here tonight on Max and Friends. EJ, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you, Max. It's great to be here.
I am so glad you're here because this is like a really intense thriller. I love thrillers. And I mean, to have a title, The Death Never Sleeps, is just something that gets like me going. So tell us about how you got into being an author and why you chose the title Death Never Sleeps.
Well, I got into being an author because I was in business most of my life, and I thought there had to be a little more that I could do, and I felt I had gone as far as I wanted to go in business, so I knew for many years that I had a book in me, and it was, you know, they say you'll never regret the things you did in life, you'll regret the things you didn't do, so that's what led me to finally write the book.
You know, it's the truth. And so I just love that you actually had the chutzpah to go do this because you were never really an author, were you, until this first book?
No. I've been told in school, which I never paid very much attention to, that I probably should write, but I never took it seriously. You know, you start out in life, you get some, you get out of school, you get some job interviews, you get a job, suddenly you're making money. And, you know, your life just goes on autopilot career-wise sometimes, and that's why I took that step back, and suddenly all the concern about money and things like that are actually now worse now. No, you know, you just realize it's not everything in the world, and there are more important things, as long as you can eat.
The way that I'm hearing this, EJ, is that you got sidetracked from your passion. Would that be accurate?
I think that's exactly right, yeah.
So now that you're back on the road for your life and you're writing this great book, Death Never Sleeps, do you have other books in the works?
Yes, there is a sequel to Death Never Sleeps. It's going to be titled Death Logs In, and that'll be out May 1, and it's a sequel to this book, same... any of the characters that are still alive will be in the second
that's
book.
Good. That's good. All right, well, let's talk about Death Never Sleeps because we understand your book is a thriller with a sci-fi bent that explores artificial intelligence. Tell us a little bit more about this fascinating topic and how you turned it into a thriller.
Okay. I think the book has two distinct aspects to it. It's a crime thriller, but wrapped, tucked inside the traditional crime thriller is the technological and probably psychological drama. The traditional crime thriller part is it's about two brothers. One is a corporate CEO of a high-profile company, public company. The other one is a more of an underworld figure. He runs one of the biggest gambling and illegal gambling and loan sharking operations on the East Coast out of Queens, New York. The older one, the underworld one, gets murdered in the restaurant, as you said. The younger one, who always kind of kept a distance because their lives were so different, is asked by the widow to just help her close down the affairs of her brother because there's a lot of money owed and things like that. So he reluctantly agrees. He winds up, instead of being repelled by his brother's life, he winds up loving it. Loves the women, the booze, the fast life.
The life.
Exactly.
It sounds like the Wolf of Wall Street kind of a character.
That's very true. Now, what happens, though, and this is where the story takes an unexpected twist, that younger brother gets in over his head. He's not used to this type of life. It's not what he was trained to do. And just as he's getting ready to sink, his life's been threatened, his wife's been almost murdered, just as he's getting ready to go under, the mistress of his older brother contacts him and explains to him that his brother, as tough as he was on the surface, was petrified of dying, never wanted to die, wanted to live forever. And he invested millions of dollars through a bunch of computer geeks that he had hired. And they worked on an artificial intelligence project, and they made a huge breakthrough. And she tells him that his brother, his dead brother, has a duplicate of himself on a secret, hidden Apple laptop computer. She tells him where it is. She gives him the passwords. And lo and behold, the two brothers are reunited, because the brother appears on the computer utilizing not only artificial intelligence, but computer imaging, voice replication, and he's back with his brother again. And that's really where the story changes.
Sounds like where the story just begins.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something before about he never wanted to die. Do you have a fear of death?
Me personally?
Yes.
I have a Woody Allen approach to death. I'm not really afraid of it. I just would prefer not to be there when it happens.
Well, and if so, then you better have a laptop ready with another one of you, a clone.
That's right.
But, you know, this sounds like an absolute movie, and that's what I said from the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of movie that will just make you, the suspense and the thriller expectation of it that I just love, and, you know, to have without all of the scariness, because it's really just puts you on the edge of the seat. And, you know, there's a lot of movies coming out or out that are right now that deal with similar technology updates. You know, there's the movie Her, and Johnny Depp's, he's coming out with a movie too.
Transcendence.
So what gave you the inspiration to write about artificial intelligence?
I would say the book is a cross between The Godfather, that's the two brother crime
the
part
mob.
Of it, and the technology part really got into my mind the first time. I don't know if you ever heard of the movie 2001 Space Odyssey.
Absolutely.
And there was a computer on board that spaceship called HAL. And HAL really ran the spaceship, and there came a point in time where the two astronauts wanted to unplug HAL, but HAL had a mind of his own and wouldn't allow it, and actually wound up killing one of the astronauts, and really, you know, he had become a person in a sense, and that whole concept fascinated me, and that was really before a lot of discussion of artificial intelligence and things like that. So that had always stayed in my mind, and that was probably the impetus to the technology part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, you look around today, and I mean, we are really almost becoming, you know, without technology, we're not whole people today.
You know how true that is? And you know what's funny? I just said this yesterday, and I say it often, that everyone has a cell phone, but not everyone has health insurance.
That's right. Exactly,
you know?
Right.
And it's so funny. We were talking about it the other day. I said, with the new health insurance coming out and everything, I said, they should offer an Apple iPhone. Everybody would have health insurance.
Everyone would have
a phone for free. But it's true. And I was out the other night, and everybody had a cell phone, and everybody's looking at their cell phone. I'm like, we have a rule where all the cell phones go on the table in the center, and whoever picks theirs up first has to pay the bill.
Well, you know, I was in France this past summer for a few weeks, and I by mistake, dropped my – I was swatting a fly by the pool. And I forgot that my iPhone was in my hand. When I swatted it, the iPhone went right into the swimming pool.
Ooh.
So I had, and you know, when you're in another country, you can't really replace your phone that easily because you don't want a foreign number and that sort of thing and get stuck with that. So I had to go, you know, about a week without a phone.
Is that when you finish your book?
it's when I blew my brains out, actually. And you realize that, you know, my God, everything's on there. Your schedule, your phones, your contacts, your emails, your photographs, your camera. Just one little, you know, several ounce piece of machinery.
Yeah, and maybe your other life. Now, I've got to talk to you because this is great, and I've like so have this whole movie now since we've talked about movies in my mind. Who would play Alex?
Alex would, in my view, would be Christopher Walken.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
And who would be his? Who would be Michael? His CEO brother.
You know, I'm not sure. That would be me.
You're going to play in your own movie.
I don't think so. You know, that's a good question. I just don't have a great answer yet for that one.
A CEO brother. Tweet us, people, at Max Tucci, if you think of a great CEO brother for Death Never Sleeps. We're talking about it tonight here.
Leo DiCaprio would probably be great.
Oh, he would be good.
Yeah.
He would be. You know who else I think would be good is like a Johnny Depp kind of a type, because they're getting kind of dark, you know?
Yes.
So a dark figure, I think, would be good. And now we have the wives of these women. Who would play the wives? Let's set the scene of this movie. Let's get it going.
Well, I'd Michelle Pfeiffer would be Alex's last wife, his widow. And Jennifer, I'd love to see Jennifer Aniston, I'm just trying to think, who's the one that's married to, she's the one that adopted all the children now, what's her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie would even be better for,
why not?
For Michael's wife.
Right.
And you know, if we could get that cast, the story wouldn't even matter.
Right. And now who would direct it?
I would love to see Coppola direct it.
Oh yeah.
I think that
father
would be
or daughter, Francis or the daughter, Sophia.
Well, you know, I was thinking Francis, but the daughter may even be better.
You see,
Sophia.
Who knows? Right. Listen, I believe in putting things out there, and you never know. Sometimes they come back. But now you got the book, Death Never Sleeps. It's out right now. People can go get it. And what would you tell them from the author's point is one of the most poignant parts of the book without giving it away?
One of the most poignant parts of the book, I would say, would be the conversations between the younger brother and Alex, who is the creature of this artificial intelligence. There were two pieces to it. One where they reminisce, and they really, you can tell they're building a relationship that they never really had as adults. And the second and more, to me, insightful would be when Michael, the younger brother, asks Alex about death, about, and not in a morbid way, what is it like, where, tries to get his arms around where he is, where the brother is, and tries to put together, and actually even draw some analogies between the internet. You know, basically the older brother says, listen, mm-hmm. I don't understand this either. I know we did this with software. I don't know exactly where I am. But there are things that strike him, as he says, analogies between the internet that you can't see and religion and the spirit that you also can't see. And he said, I think the wires somehow between those two worlds, between the cyber world and the spiritual world, may have crossed or come together. And I think those conversations, just as if, you know, you had someone that was in the afterlife, the ability to ask these questions would just be fascinating, whether they had the answers or not.
Absolutely. But now the book also features, because I love food, and the book features some great restaurants.
Yes. And in fact, when I just started to touch on, you know, some of these deeper issues, I always worry that people are gonna think this is a heavy book, because it really isn't. Mm-hmm. It and I purposely have most of the scenes take place in restaurants. There's a lot of food. I happen, like you, and I know your family has a great history in the restaurant business.
Delmonico's.
I know.
Yeah.
It was, by the way, Delmonico's down on Wall Street My first job was Chase Manhattan Bank down at Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget the first dinner that I was invited to go to with some officers of the bank and some corporate clients, and it was to Delmonico's. And I thought, oh, my God, I am in heaven. But anyway,
Well, Delmonico's has to be in your next book then, for sure.
I think it will be. The next book is already in the pipeline, but I can promise you I will put something in the third one.
I'm actually
working on that one now. But there's a lot of food and restaurants and I've been to all the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And they're all real except the one in Queens where I simply changed the name since I had a big murder go on there.
To protect the innocent.
That's right. But all the others in France and in Italy, throughout a number of them in the U.S. are real, and the meals are real. And in most cases, I've eaten those meals that I described.
Your favorite meal in the book?
My favorite meal in the book is probably at, I would say right here at Mario's in Westport, Connecticut. There is an old restaurant, been here for probably 50 years, called Mario's. It's a traditional Italian restaurant, and the veal parmesan there is to die for.
It sounds really, really delicious. But so your book has it all. It has sex, murder, food, everything that everybody wants in life.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you can live forever.
That's right, and you can live forever. But I don't know if I would really want that. But death never sleeps. Would you want to live forever, EJ?
If it was in a virtual world where I'm on the computer, I mean, the beauty of that is, and that's one of the things with this guy, Alex. Alex was a big boozer. He was a heavy, you know, he burned life at both ends of the candle. His body was wearing out. The virtual cyber Alex was perfect. And as he said, you know, now I sleep as much as I need. I don't drink. My mind's sharp. And he only gets smarter because that's the way the program was designed. So that's not a bad way to go. But he has said, actually, it's funny that you mention it, that the one thing he misses two things: sex and food. So no, if that's the situation, I'd just as soon die.
That's right. And on that note, EJ, we're so glad that you had you here tonight on
Max
and Friends. Everyone, go to the website, www.ejsimon.com. The book, Death Never Sleeps. And when it does, you have no sex and food, so you got to read the book to find out why. But I look forward to having you back on the show when your new book is out. And I hope this gets into the movie pipeline so we can watch it on the big screen, because it's got a lot of the characteristics that I think we need to see, and it sounds not only super intelligent, but it's a great title, Death Never Sleeps. So thank you so much for being here tonight. And for more information, go to ejsimon.com. Have a great night, EJ.
Thank you, Max. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Hey, everyone. Speaking about restaurants, we got to give a shout out right now to Bree. How you doing, Bree? Bree and family. What's up, everybody? They're at Le Halle on Park Avenue, because y'all know Bree from Blood, Sweat, and Heels on Bravo. Well, she's getting her munch on there. So how y'all doing, everybody, at Le Halle on Park Avenue? Y'all don't even know that you're part of the show right now, because she's sitting at her table tuning in on the free LA Talk Radio app. Yes, it's free. LA Talk Radio app. Go get it. You'll love it. It's a lot of fun. And on that note, EJ's book sounds good, doesn't it? But tonight's show, Blood, Sweat, and Heels, well, that was good. Did y'all catch it? Hashtag Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Blood, Sweat, Heels on Bravo. At Max Tucci, and let me know what y'all think, because that show is just getting good and better and crazy, and Bree is like, I don't know, girl, you do your thing. But she's really doing a great job on that show, because she's being her authentic self, and sometimes it just is who you got to be in life. Not sometimes, all the time. So Bree Bythewood, I can't speak tonight, girl. I'm so pissed right now that I couldn't watch the show, but I know that I'm going to catch it in just a minute, because, you know, I DVR you, girl. So anyway, on that note, I'm sold on the book Death Never Sleeps. Are you? I'm also sold on who our next guest is going to be, because we've got Max coming in the studio from Twin Wave, and the song we're going to play now is I'm Sold. Hit it, Ronan!
sin after dark. Hold me over in your body, babe. I'm so, so, so in the wrong.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was I'm Sold by Twin Wave. I love it. I love it. You know, I love when I find new musicians that we can feature here on Max and Friends because it gives you all a new flavor in life. And I love that. So thank you to Sophie for sending over Twin Wave. And another Max is going to join me in just a moment. I got to give a shout out to Palm Beach Magazine. Palm Beach Woman Magazine. Y'all need to go get that if you're in the Florida area because it's a great magazine, Palm Beach Woman Magazine. Thank you all for tuning in and tweeting. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life at Max Tucci on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram at To The Max Tucci. Speaking of all these Maxes, we have Max Berkowitz joining us tonight from Twin Wave. Welcome to Max and Friends and pull up your mic. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me, Max.
Cool. Well, we're excited to have you here. Now, how long have you been in this music industry for, Max?
Well, I've been playing music since I was about 13, but this is really the first really serious band that I've been in, but so far it's been going pretty well.
And there's five of you in, what, five or six of you in this band?
There's five of us. There's the four-piece and then our singer, Nick.
Now, your real job, though, outside of music, is you're a graphic designer, but would you say music is your passion?
Yeah, music is definitely my passion. I really love graphic design as well. I do all the design work and web design for Twin Wave as well.
Now, all of you together, I mean, Nick, who's the singer, writes for Billboard magazine. Sharik is with guitars, works for MTV. Andrew, who's on the bass, works at Birchwood, and he's trying to start a nonprofit. You guys are just like doing all your things separately. How do you have time to get into a studio and record these awesome songs?
Well, we definitely kind of work hard as much as we can, but it really kind of works out. We kind of have to schedule around our work lives, but it really kind of, we're all making money from other places, so it really lets us
and
not worry about, we don't have to be the starving artists. We can actually work on our music when we have time, but.
Now, I'm sure there's like many influences, because there's five of you, so who has influenced you the most in the music industry?
I would say Radiohead, Pink Floyd, Tame Impala are probably my biggest influences when it comes to music here.
Yeah.
But our music ranges, our influences come from jazz, rhythm and blues, classic rock, and there's a few jam band fans as well.
Yeah, and now you guys got some shows coming up at Arlene's Grocery, so tell us about that.
We played a couple of shows at Arlene's, and I've really played most of the decent small-sized venues around New York and Brooklyn. But we've had a good relationship with Arlene's. We've got these two shows coming up, and we're in talks about doing a residency with them as well later this spring.
And now, how can people find you to find out about your schedule when you guys are touring and going to be playing live?
Facebook is usually the best place to find events, and we'll always keep that up to date. Or you can go to our website, twinwavesounds.com.
Super. Now, you guys got the live studio session for Relapse coming out. So tell us about the song Relapse, because we're going to play it here tonight on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. If you're joining in right now, we've got another Max joining us from Twin Wave, and we're talking about music. And earlier we had EJ Simon on in his book, Death Never Sleeps. So we got like a really cool flow going tonight. But tell us about Relapse and how it came about.
Well, Relapse has kind of gone through a lot of iterations. It started as a piano song, and it was kind of our first big push. We released it as a single this past May, and it's kind of transformed a lot. It's kind of what we do to songs. Kind of we see them as kind of evolving, and so the studio session, there's no more piano. It's all guitar driven. So really kind of came at another angle, but so it should be an interesting look at a different angle for the song.
Super. So, you know, we're going to play it here tonight because there's only one way to find out about what it's all about, and that's by tuning in to Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. We got Twin Wave and the song Relapse. Hit it, Ronan.
Thank you. were me.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to another night here of great music. And that was Twin Wave, and the song was Relapse. Max is joining us from Relapse, from Twin Wave. Oh my God, that song just got me so caught up in the moment. Now, that work, like, where can people get that? Can you get that on iTunes right now?
Yes, you can. You can get it on iTunes, you can stream it on Spotify, or it's also a free download on SoundCloud.
Super. Now, do you guys have any videos also that you're in the works with, or do you have any right now that we could watch?
All we have up currently is an EP teaser, but we have some music videos in the works that should be coming out in the near future.
Cool. Now, your EP dropped, what, December 3rd?
Yes.
And since then, the fan base has been growing. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the fans?
Oh, yeah. Keep them coming.
Yeah,
we definitely had a good showing since our EP release. I've seen some good upturns in traffic and definitely happy.
And where can people follow you on Twitter?
Our Twitter handle is Twin Wave Sounds.
Twin Wave Sounds. So go to Twitter, at Twin Wave Sounds, everybody. Tweet them now. Keep in touch with them. Max, we're going to play Monterey, so I'm going to let you go because I want to get that song in before the show ends. But thanks so much for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Super. Have a great night, Max.
You too.
All right, everyone, we're going to play a song, Monterey, but before we play that, I got to give some more shout-outs. So I got to tell Cali Bear, go to sleep. I heard you're not listening to your mom. She's tweeting me and telling, please, Max, tell my daughter it's time for her to go to bed. So go to bed. You have school tomorrow. But I love you for listening because she's one of my youngest fans. So, and she tweets me from time to time. So it's fun. It's fun to have her. Hey, Ronan, do we have the phones ringing? Because if so, I want to take that call. So let me know when the caller's on, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. If you want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. Before we play a great song from Twin Wave Monterey, we're going to take some calls. So we're opening up the line so y'all can chat with me live on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Next week, I'm going to be in Sundance, so I'm going to have a great show for you because if I'm not going to be here live, then it's probably going to be Tamara, and we're going to talk about sex, baby, because you know that we always have to let you know about sex. Speaking of sex, wrap it up. A, we don't need any more children because there's 7 billion people in this world. And B, you know, when you like get pregnant and stuff, like you got to like do your thing. But if not, then you got like other things to worry about. The baby's the least of them. Y'all don't need any diseases. So wrap it up. Be safe. Have fun. Please don't drink and drive. I'm going to give my PSAs. Caller, you're on. So welcome to Max and Friends.
Max Tucci, this is Bree Bythewood.
Bree Bythewood from Bravo's Blood, Sweat, and Heels. You're going to get in trouble for calling me because we're supposed to have an interview. Girl, your show is so good. I'm addicted, and so many people are addicted. And I, when the first show aired, which was last week, I remember tweeting you. I was like, do not read the blogs. Because how did you feel like all of a sudden people loving you and hating you all at the same moment?
You know what? It's such a strange and surreal moment when there are people tweeting you and you realize you've never met them, but they have so much to say about you. It's a blessing and a curse at the exact same time, but I am absolutely loving it. And you know what? People are entitled to their opinions. I would never keep that from someone, but you know, unfortunately people aren't hearing everything I've said. So they're judging me based on snippets rather than on the person that I really am and the opinions that I truly hold.
Yeah, well, you know, snippets, they call them Frankenbites because they take certain things that you say and they play them on. And then all of a sudden, it's like you never said half the stuff that you said. And then all the other stuff that you said, they didn't hear. But you know what? You're genuine. You're authentic. You're one of my dearest friends, and I love you for that. So, but was the show fun doing it? Because I don't want to give it all away, but because we're going to have you and the cast on. But how much fun did you have doing the show?
I loved it. I loved it. You know, I have an amazing cast of ladies. So, you know, there are 6 of us and some of us knew each other beforehand and others of us, you know, developed friendships throughout this, you know, the season. And it was great. I loved the experience. It was never on my bucket list, but somehow it just got checked off.
Now, you're at dinner right now. What restaurant are you at?
I'm at Les Halles on Park Avenue.
And you're listening to Max and Friends at Dinner on the free LA Talk Radio app. And people are like, what is this girl doing?
They are hating me because we had the show on blast. We had it so loud. It's obviously turned down right now while I speak to you. But yeah, we had it pretty loud. And then I guess the manager was looking over at us. And my brother mentioned, you know, we're listening to Max and Friends live on LA Talk Radio. And they're giving a shout out to the restaurant. And they were like, oh, okay, go ahead, carry on.
Carry on.
Was it a good shout out? It was a wonderful shout out. My favorite shout out. My favorite from one of my favorite people. So thank you.
Well, I love having you here. Talk to the girls because you know that I got to have a couple of, if not all of you, which would be like a dream, then a couple of you on because I want you to all get into fights here on Max and Friends. And also I want you to all love each other too.
I'm sure I can get all the girls to say yes to you. I'm pretty sure I can get them
all
on.
Right. But you know what? We gotta do it right. I gotta have you all come out to the studio. We're gonna like set it all up. Ronan, wouldn't it be fun to have the whole cast of Blood, Sweat, and Heels in the studio? Oh my god, I couldn't take it. Oh my god, it'd be drama. The studio would be burnt down. But anyway, Bree, keep having a blast. Do your thing. Keep being you, because that's I know who you do best, and I love you for that.
You're a sweetheart. I love you. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to finally be on the show in the studio on the show.
As a guest and not just as surprise calling me and I can't take it.
Well, I love you to pieces.
Music. Love you. Get back to dinner and say hello to everybody there on Park Avenue.
I will. I definitely will. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, everyone. That was Bree Bythewood from Blood, Sweat, and Heels on Bravo TV just calling in. You see, people, some surprises here on Max and Friends. But I open up the lines for a reason because I always want people to call in. So we're going to do that more. I promise to be more interactive with everyone this year. So by being more interactive, I'm opening up the lines. So write down the number, put it in your phone, speed dial 323-203-0815. And you can talk to me live on Max and Friends. And just if we don't answer right away, there's like a process. So just bear with us. If the line is busy, keep trying. Speaking of trying, I hope y'all tried to get the LA Talk Radio app because it's free. And y'all should love it as much as you love me because I love you all for listening every Sunday night. We're going to be 6 years here in May and I'm just having a blast the whole time. Hey, Ronan, let's play Monterey before we go. And then stay tuned because I got a special message for you all here on Max and Friends. Monterey by Twin Wave. Hit it, Ronan.
Thank you.
everyone. You're listening right now to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. That's Twin Wave. The song is Monterey. We love you all for tuning in every Sunday night here at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks to my guest, EJ Simon, the book Death Never Sleeps. And thank you to Max Berkowitz for joining me tonight on Max and Friends. And thanks for the call-in, Bree Bythewood from Bravo's TV show, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. And Megan, thank you always for tweeting. Love you all for listening. Stay tuned always and tweet me at Max Tucci. Until next time, take life to the max. Ronan, pull up the sound. Let's play it out. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.